Ever get that feeling like there's all this Wi-Fi just, I don't know, hanging around? Like we've got it at home, obviously, at work, coffee shops, it's everywhere you go, right? But meanwhile, there are what, billions of people who can't even get online?
Is
Crazy.
this a strange contrast? We're talking about 5G and all these advancements, but basic access is still a huge hurdle for so much of the world.
Exactly. And that is what we are diving into today, this company, ShareFi. They want to make internet access more, I guess, democratic by using what we've already got, Wi-Fi.
Ambitious, for sure. We've got their pitch here. They call it the ShareFi network, basically, people sharing their own home Wi-Fi with others.
Like building a network on top of the network. Is that, am I making sense?
Right. It's like, think of ride sharing, but instead of moving people, they're moving data using the existing infrastructure.
Okay, yeah. So like you're at work, right? Your Wi-Fi at home is just sitting there.
Hopefully, not just sitting.
Huh, right. You get the idea. So ShareFi is like, hey, let someone else use that bandwidth while you're out. And they want to do this globally, this whole network of shared hotspots.
Securely managed, that's the key. They talk a lot about WPA2 and WPA3 encryption. These are like the protocols, the digital bouncers of your Wi-Fi, if you will, making sure only the right people get in.
That's good to know, because I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little creeped out by the whole stranger danger aspect. Like, what's to stop someone from using my connection for shady stuff?
They address that head on. ShareFi says they never actually give out your real Wi-Fi password. It's all done through their platform, kind of like a middleman. Like when you connect to Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, you're on their network, but not directly plugged into their system. This is similar, just on a way bigger scale.
Okay, so like I'm renting out a room in my internet house, but I never actually meet the tenant. They just get their own little secure entrance.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
And speaking of renting, this is where ShareFi's business model gets interesting. They think people who share their Wi-Fi should get paid for it.
Wait, hold on. Get paid for my Wi-Fi. Okay, now you've got my attention.
Like actual money. ShareFi is talking about these micropayments, right? So each person who uses your connection chips in a tiny bit, but it adds up over time. They even mentioned something about using it to like pay for your mobile data. Kind of a cool perk.
Okay, see, now that's thinking outside the box. Turn your Wi-Fi into a side hustle? I like it. But, and I'm sure they know this, doesn't this whole thing live or die by how many people actually do it? Like, if not enough people are sharing or not enough people are using it, it just falls apart, right?
You're exactly right. That's the network effect they're banking on. Like, what good is Facebook if nobody's on it to be your friend? ShareFi needs a critical mass, both those sharing and those connecting. And it's interesting, they actually had some experience with this already,
Oh,
remember?
right, with that app they had before, yeah.
35,000 downloads over 80 countries. Not bad at all, but makes you wonder why it didn't take off then, you know? Seems like this time they're really pushing the whole earning money angle as the big difference.
Makes sense. Give people a financial incentive. Suddenly sharing their Wi-Fi seems a lot more appealing. But okay, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Or should I say, the elephants. The big telecom companies, the internet providers. They can't be thrilled about this, can they? It's like they're walking into, I don't know, a lion's den or something, right? You've got these huge internet companies, the mobile phone companies, they all want their piece of the pie.
It is a crowded space, no doubt, but what's interesting here is ShareFi isn't talking about fighting them, not really. They actually see those companies as partners.
Partners, really? I guess they did mention working with internet providers and, oh, what was it, MVNOs?
Right, mobile virtual network operators, basically the companies that offer you cell service but using other networks. And they even mentioned this group, the Wireless Broadband Alliance, the WBA.
Okay, the WBA, that one's not ringing any bells for me.
Not surprising, they're kind of behind the scenes, but they're a big deal in the Wi-Fi world. They set the standards, push the technology forward, that kind of thing.
So, ShareFi teaming up with them. That's kind of a power move, isn't it?
Definitely shows they're thinking long term, not just about sharing what's already out there, but shaping what Wi-Fi becomes.
Now that you mention it, there was that part in the pitch about ShareFi becoming like an identity provider within the WBA. That still sounds a little sci-fi to me.
It does have a futuristic ring to it, right? But think of it this way. They want your devices, your phone, your laptop, whatever, to instantly and securely connect to any shared Fi hotspot anywhere in the world. No passwords, no hassle, just seamless internet wherever you go.
Okay, so we're talking micropayments, big time partnerships, the future of Wi-Fi itself.
A lot to unpack.
But let's be real for a second. There's got to be a downside, right? Nothing's perfect.
Of course not. Shared Fi has its work cut out for them, that's for sure. Security is huge. They mess that up even a little and the whole thing falls apart.
Right, because who's going to share their Wi-Fi if it means, I don't know, some hacker's going to drain their bank account.
Exactly. And then there's the whole legal maze. Every country has different rules about internet access, data, payments.
Yeah.
A real global headache.
And even if they nail all that, what if nobody actually wants to do it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the money's nice, but are people really ready to share their internet with the whole world?
That's the million-dollar question. ShareFi is asking us to fundamentally rethink how we see the internet, not just our own little connection, but this shared resource we can all benefit from.
Big ask. So bottom line, revolution in the making, or just another tech pipe dream. What's the verdict?
Too early to say for sure, but I'm hopeful, cautiously optimistic, let's say. They're tackling a real problem, and their solution is clever, no doubt. But it'll come down to execution. Can they deliver on the tech, navigate the regulations, and convince people to, you know, share? We'll see.
A more connected future is a nice thought. Got to give them that. What do you think, listener? Is ShareFi onto something big, or are they headed for a digital dead end? Let us know. And that's a wrap on this deep dive, folks. Until next time, stay connected.